On Wednesday night, we've been talking about battling, and sometimes life is a battle. Sometimes that battle is in the home, and sometimes the love boat can sometimes be a battleship. And at times in life, we understand that we need some help, need some encouragement to know how to fight fairly. Well, this lesson here is not just for us in the home, but also amongst us. When we are working with one another and also working with those in the world. I know on one occasion when Abram and Lot, well, there was a little bit of an altercation, if you will, with their herdsmen. And there was one who was reasoning, if you will, and that was Abram when he said in Genesis 13 and verse number 8, "Please let there be no strife between you and me, between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brethren." We're brethren. And when I considered that, it made me think about the words of Solomon in the book of Ecclesiastes as it relates to two are better than one because they have a great reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift his companion. And when I was thinking about that, it made me think about sometimes when there are discussions that need to be had because there is altercations, there's problems, fussing and fighting, not just in the home, but sometimes amongst us and sometimes between us and those in the world. Well, we have to have the right attitude. And we need to know that we can be brethren in the home. We can be brethren even here in our midst. Real quick, I want to talk about five things that helps us to fight fairly. Fighting fairly. And sometimes we go through life acting like disagreements are not going to happen. Disagreements are going to happen. I say sometimes I don't even agree with myself sometimes. And that's true. Sometimes I wonder, like, boy, what are you thinking? That makes no sense. But it sounded good when I first thought about it. And so you begin having these conversations with yourself. But, well, if I don't agree with myself sometimes, I'm not going to agree with others sometimes. And sometimes those people are in my house. And so arguments and disagreements would happen. Yet Jesus, he speaks about those disagreements in Matthew 18 and verse number 7, but also dropping down to verse 15 through 20. There's a way to handle disagreements. First of all, I need to know that if it's my spouse, and hopefully we're both in Christ, that's my brother, that's my sister. And I need to know that God has requirements on how I treat my brother, my sister in Christ. But also, I want us to consider some tips in the home, because when we think about some of these tips, hopefully it will move us from conflict to closeness. From conflict to closeness. You can't get around conflict. Sometimes there are just battles. There's nothing wrong with that. But how do we handle those battles? How do we handle those disagreements? And so we want to fight fairly. A few things I want to give us. I'm not going to take too much of your time. But number one, don't avoid the conflict. Address the problem. Don't avoid it. And there are different ways that we try to avoid conflict, and I get it. I understand. But number two, approach one another with respect and love. Well, what's the end goal? Understanding. We're just trying to get an understanding. And there's a way to deal with that. So I see that you have this problem. Well, how do we get to an understanding so we can move past this and actually heal from it? Believe that many of our issues sometimes come because we're not approaching one another with the respect and love like we're supposed to. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 31, you have the word in there, clamor, which is the idea of yelling. You got yelling matches going on. Well, that should not be the case. As a matter of fact, Paul, by inspiration, actually demonstrates that this should not be the case even between us as brethren. Number three, no name calling or abuse. Anytime you want to resort to name calling, just say time out, because I'm about to say something. And you remember that old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names, words don't hurt. That's a lie. Well, if we're going to fight, let's fight fairly. No name calling. In the home, no name calling. Why? Ephesians 4:29, others are affected. So our words, our speech needs to be with grace. Why? Because we want to protect the hearers. And so you think about those generations, generation after generation after generation, that don't know how to communicate with one another. And so they say, well, this is the way that mom and dad did it. This is the way grandma and grandpa did it. Well, that's the way I ought to do it. But that's not the case. Number four, silence is not resolution. Silence is not resolution. As a matter of fact, that's a mark of immaturity. I've been there, done that. You just go silent. You don't even want to deal with the situation. Well, if we're going to fight fair, we need to discuss. Why? Because just because we don't talk about it doesn't mean the pain goes away. Time does not make the pain go away. Resolution does. Talking about it. Putting each other in a position that we can actually resolve the conflict. Fighting fairly. This old saying, brother said one time, you keep sweeping things under the rug, next thing you know, you'll have a rug, have a mountain with a rug on top of it. That's true. And so we don't want to resort to silence. Number five, just because I didn't intend to hurt you doesn't mean that the negative impact is not true. That's true. So these are some of the things I believe will help us. Hopefully these tips will help us not to have resentment and hostility. Hopefully these tips will keep us from deflecting or keeping us from saying things that we know that's going to hurt. I shouldn't be trying to hurt Evelyn. I shouldn't be trying to hurt someone who's my brother or my sister in Christ, keeping in mind that, well, that's my spouse. Well, that's my brother. That's my sister. And so we need to watch our words. We need to make sure that we are listening to one another and that we are actually staying on top of any issue that may arise. But it requires something. It requires some balance. It requires us thinking some things through. It requires us slowing down. Sometimes when we think about what God gave us, He gave us two ears and one mouth. And then He did something even better. He gave us teeth around the tongue. And even if you got false teeth, you can keep it closed until you got your thoughts together. Brian said something last week that I really appreciated. Sometimes it's just good to go take a walk. But why? I'm about to say something that I know I'm going to regret. And even though I can say I'm sorry, it might come back to bite me, and I don't want that. So let me go take a walk. I see you in about 45 minutes. Let's talk about this in about 2 or 3 hours. Is that okay? Well, yeah, that's okay. And then when you actually talk, actually communicate, learn to listen. But why? Brethren, our God, He listens to us. One thing that I can say, and I'm done, and I appreciate this about God. I don't have to worry about Him telling on me. I can trust Him. And I believe sometimes we don't fight fair because we don't trust the one that we're fighting with. And sometimes what we do is we don't divulge, we don't give the information, we don't say, we don't talk. But there's one, as Royce would always bring out in 1 Peter 5 and verse number 7, cast your cares upon Him. Why? He cares. Friends, we got to care about one another. Do you care? I know you do. And sometimes even the best of us sometimes act like we don't care. But friends, we have to. So it's okay to say I'm sorry. It's okay to say I got that wrong. It's okay to say you were right. It's okay to say I love you. It's okay. Let's fight fair. Because if we fight fair amongst each other and at home, perhaps we'll fight fair in the church. Amen? Because if you don't fight fair here, you can run a lot of people off. But you got to fight fair. If you're not a child of God, we want you to be. Want you to consider the gospel. God's plan of salvation is so wonderful, so powerful, so great. You must believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to repent of your sins, confess Christ to be Lord, be buried in water for the remission of your sins. But perhaps you're a child of God and you haven't been fighting fair. Let's consider. Let's talk about that. Let's fight fair. Because the goal is for everyone to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I make you ruler over many. Enter into the joys of your Lord. As we stand and as we sing, the Savior's invitation.